Everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See cricketwireless.com/map.
Malones are competitive people. Come from a deep line with my father. There were 9 in his family, and they had to fight for everything they had.
My dad didn't allow us to have any quit in us. I mean, everything we did, we pushed hard. This isn't a job to us, it's our passion. We were bred to do this.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Every day at Malone, we exist to improve our community, embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights, and being carried tonight by MPB Think Radio. Big thanks to Jason Klein back at their studios tonight, making sure that everyone can hear this show in their cars. And a lot of folks traveling today. A lot of South teams played North teams, and so they're enjoying hearing these coaches and scores and these reports of these games that are played. We try to look for unique stories here on Friday Night on the Light, and we got one tonight. Someone made me aware of this. Well, actually, William Griffin, good friend of mine, sent me the article on this young lady. And Jill Hall joins us now because Jill Hall plays for Sacred Heart. Good evening, Jill. How are you?
Hello, I'm good.
Good. Tell us now, before we get rolling, tell us what position you play.
I'm kicker for Sacred Heart. I do extra points and field goals.
All right, so you handle both of those. Is there any other position that you play on the team other than that?
No.
Okay. So you're a kicker, and how long have you been playing football?
I've been playing for 2 years.
And what made you decide that you wanted to play football?
I used to be a water girl for the football team, and I was at practice one day, and coach asked me if I wanted to kick, and the deciding factor for me kicking was my brother used to kick for the Sacred Heart football team, but he recently passed away, and I I just wanted to fill his shoes.
That is awesome, young lady. I did not know that. First of all, tell us where Sacred Heart is. A lot of people don't know even where the school is.
Sacred Heart's located in Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
Where at in Hattiesburg?
Downtown.
Oh, okay. All right. I think I know where it is now. Now, your brother was a kicker. Now, did you ever play soccer or anything like that to kind of help you kick?
I've been playing soccer since I was 4.
Okay. Now it's starting to make sense. All right. So you've been kicking the ball around. But now let's get to the unique part of the story, Jill. Friday night football games are exciting as it is. Homecoming games are exciting. And birthdays are exciting. And last Friday, you had all three. And you were in the homecoming court. Tell us about that.
Yes, I was actually voted homecoming queen just after kicking a field goal.
That's awesome. So did you have to take the helmet off to put the crown on?
Yes.
That's awesome. So you know, most homecoming queen candidates have the long dress and all that goes with it, but you had to have stayed in your uniform, I would assume. Is that correct?
I think we're cutting out. I can't hear you.
Okay, I've got you now. You were kind of cutting up a little bit. So you didn't have the long dress or anything on. You had your football uniform on. Is that correct?
Say that again?
I said you didn't have your long dress on for homecoming. You had your football uniform on. Is that right?
Yes, I did. I chose to wear my football uniform.
And your dad, who walked you in the homecoming court?
My stepdad, Joseph Odom, walked me down the football field.
So now, wasn't it your birthday too?
Yes, it was my 18th birthday.
Oh, 18th. Wow, it just didn't get any better than this. What did you feel like at the end of the night? Was it hard to go to sleep?
I don't think I got much sleep that night.
I don't imagine you did. Jill, I'm going to tell you what, it's been a lot of fun to talk to you. Tell me about Sacred Heart before we let you go. Well, what do you like about Sacred Heart?
I like the atmosphere. We're all very close. It's like a big family.
Well, and that wins. That helps produce winners. Is your coach Ed Smith close to you?
Yes, he is.
All right, hand the phone over
here. Hand the phone over to him.
Yeah, thank you, Jill, and thank you for talking with us on Friday Night Under the Lights.
Russ, you asked.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Coach Ed Smith, Russ Robinson, along with George Broadstreet. How are you?
We're doing good. Doing good.
Well, what happened to your team tonight? I don't think we got a score on y'all tonight.
We had a rough one tonight. We played St. Joseph out of Madison, and they pretty much out physicaled us. They beat us 48-20. So, we just kind of ran into a buzzsaw tonight.
What now? Obviously, they're a bigger school than Sacred Heart.
Yeah, they probably dressing out 35, 38 kids, something like that. I think we dressed out 23 tonight.
Well, tell me about how long have you been at Sacred Heart and head coach of that program down there?
This will be my third year.
What drew you to that job?
I was actually helping Lonnie Schrader, who was a previous coach, had called me 2017, I think it was, and asked if I was interested in coming out and helping him, and so I didn't know a whole lot about it. Didn't know much about 1A football, and knew Lonnie, didn't know him real well, but just got came out and worked for him in 2018 and 19. And took it after that.
Did you ever think, Ed, did you ever think that you would be coaching a female on the football team?
You know, I mean, you see it a little bit every now and then, you know. But no, I think like she said, you know, we were just out there watching her kick one day. After practice, and you know, you could just tell that she had the ball had some jump off of it with her leg, and we needed a kicker, so I asked her if she was interested in doing it, and asked her mom, and you know, they said yeah, you know, that they wanted to do it, so and that's kind of how we got here.
I think that's awesome. Is she, as far as, can she, does she have the stamina that the guys have in playing this game? I guess being a kicker, she's not in there on every down, so it's a little easier.
No, but she's probably the toughest player in all that team.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? That's something.
Yeah, I mean, she plays in the goal for the soccer team.
Ah.
And you're talking about a competitor, you know.
I tell you, I've never heard of a young lady kicking a field goal and then going and getting a homecoming court. That had to be a first.
Yeah, she was. She had several extra points and then made that field goal right before halftime. And then you know when we went in for halftime, she had to stay out to be on the homecoming court. So.
That is amazing. That is a great. So she had to take her helmet off to put the crown on because she won.
Yeah, you know, and I was worried about that during the week. Like, how are we gonna? Because I didn't know if she was gonna have to leave early to put on a dress or whatever. But she made that decision on her own early on that she was just gonna keep her uniform on at halftime.
That is
which made it a lot easier for us.
Absolutely, absolutely.
She didn't miss any time on the field.
That's awesome. Tell me a little bit about Sacred Heart. We've kept an eye on them through the years, last couple of years here, but we don't know much about Sacred Heart. Tell me about it.
Well, we were 1A school and we moved up, so we'd be classified as a 2A school this year. One of the smaller 2A schools. Our program has been, I think this is about the 10th year of actually having a football program. But we've got, we've in 2016, they were in the playoffs, and 2017 and 18, we had two pretty big senior classes. And then 2019 and 20, we went through where we had, I think, one senior on one of those teams, and then two the next year. But then this year we've got 12 actually on the team, and so it kind of goes in cycles like that.
Yeah, it does. Well, I'll tell you, I enjoyed talking with some of your personnel there at the school today, and you know, just in talking with them on the phone, it just sounded like Jill said, it sounded like a real family to me. Down there, and it really sounds like a super school. We're gonna let you go, Ed. We got a minute before we go to break, but thanks for taking time out for talking to us tonight and letting people know about Sacred Heart. It's a great situation down there, and we just wish you nothing but the best the rest of the way.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
All righty. Thank you, Ed Smith. That's
all good. Right.
That's got to be something, you know, knowing you're a kicker.
Yeah.
Out on
the
field.
You ask a really obvious question. I mean, how's she going to kick a field goal in a long dress? I mean, you know.
It would be kind of challenging.
I know. That was interesting, though.
Yeah.
I mean, for sure.
Great story. Well, we're going to take a timeout. We got a lot of folks we want to get to. So you keep it right here. Friday night, Under the Lights continues in a moment.
With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight. Everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition. Compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See CricketWireless.com/map.
Malones are competitive people. Come from a deep line with my father. There were nine in his family, and they had to fight for everything they had.
My dad didn't allow us to have any quit in us. I mean, everything we did, we pushed hard. This isn't a job to us. It's our passion. We were bred to do this.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
Every day at Malone, we exist to improve our community. Embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. But for great football, it's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights with Russ Robinson along with George Broadstreet. George, you got a couple scores before we hit Granny and Brandon
Chill.
Yeah,
yeah. Let me give you a couple. Morton over Clarkdale, 35-14. It was Lord Star edging Bogachita. This was Lord Star is undefeated.
That's the Possum Bowl.
Was that the Possum Bowl?
That's the Possum Bowl.
Well,
Lord Star.
Lord Star beat Bogachita 26-24. So the Possums are happy, I guess.
Yeah, well, they're hanging anyway.
Hernando over Lewisburg, 35-14. McGee edge Hazelhurst, 14-6. North Pike, 19. Macomb, 12. Laurel beat Natchez, 52-20. And some MAIS scores. Jackson Academy beat Hartsfield, 21-17. That was one of the bigger games in MAIS for sure. And another good game, Central Hines edged Cathedral, 35-34.
All right, let's go to the telephones. Granny joins us now, and hope he has that radio turned down back behind him. Big boy, where were you tonight?
Man, I saw a pretty good one at Morton and Clarkdale tonight.
There you go.
Well, you know, we had someone.
You know,
we had somebody call about Clarkdale last week. Go ahead.
Yeah, Clarkdale came in undefeated. You know. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Go ahead.
Yeah, Clarkdale came in undefeated 7-0, and they were looking good tonight. But Morton came in there, and they won. They come in, they were 2-4, and they came in, and they gave them a pretty good ball game. It was 14-14 at halftime, and it wound up 35-14 Morton. So it was Clarkdale's first loss.
Wow.
The play of the game was Clarkdale was punting to Morton. They're on about the 30-yard line, and the ball was kicked, and everybody was running down the field to cover the punt. And one of the Morton kids looked up at the 50-yard line and caught the ball. It just fell in his lap, and he took off for a touchdown, 50 yards. The ball just fell in his lap, and he took off for a 50-yard touchdown. Nobody in front of him. Everybody was running. They outkicked the coverage of what they did.
You don't see that very often. I said, you don't see that very often, just with nobody in front of you like that. That's great.
No, you don't. I mean, it was a weird play. It was weirder than the play last night on the Seattle game where the guy kicked it twice, but this guy just looked up and the ball fell in his lap and he just took off with it. Nobody in front of him, 50-yard easy touchdown.
You know,
I believe I could have run that one in.
Brian, what? That was a huge win for Morton. That was a huge win for Morton because they went in with a losing record.
Yeah, that was a great win for Morton. You know, that puts them in first place or tied with Clarkdale because, you know, Clarkdale was undefeated, looking good. You know, Jason Soles, he's a great coach, and he's got that program under control. But, you know, you got to get some people healthy. You know, Clarkdale's going to do some special things under Jason Soles.
Well, I think you probably got one of the marquee games of the night to watch, and you don't know yet where you'll be next week, do you?
I don't know where I'm going next week, but I just know one thing. I'll be somewhere.
I know that for a fact. Hey, Granny, enjoy your
football. Hey, I just want to say that, you know, I want to tell you something. You know, Sal Jones had a kicker in the Queen a couple of years ago named Mary Kate Smith, so it has happened, and I'm pretty sure Ed knows her and her parents. So.
Well, and I'll tell you something other. There was another one 2 years ago at Ocean Springs. Kaylee Foster, I believe, was her name. And she did the same thing. Doesn't happen very often. But it's nice when it does.
It's happened a few times, and, you know, there could be more.
Well, I think there's a lot more opportunity for them out there. Hey, Brian, thanks, man. We got to run, but appreciate the call.
All right, buddy. See you later.
Okay, man. All right, let's go to Brandon Shields now. And I told Brandon at the press conference this week, I said, we're going to move you up. Instead of that 11:45 call, we're gonna move him up to about 11:15. How you doing, man?
Good, guys. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Where were you tonight? Which game?
Ridgeland, Neshoba Central.
Ooh, that's just George Wallace Go said that that was, you know, the Ridgeland's got a pretty good football team, but Neshoba Central has not lost. Is that correct?
Yeah, 7-0. It was your typical Ridgeland Neshoba game. If you're used to games like this between certain two schools, it's something you're accustomed to, and tonight was no different.
Why? What made it that way?
It's just they're always back and forth. Tonight's game was just it would make a big play. It would come up with a turnover. And Neshoba came up with a turnover tonight. Ridgeland fumbled the ball in their first possession of the third quarter. And Neshoba was up 21-14 at halftime. Ridgeland had the ball coming out second half. Ridgeland fumbled on their opening drive, and Neshoba made them pay for it. Drove downfield, scored on a 5-yard touchdown pass. Yeah, from Eli Anderson to Nylon Dupree, Marcus Dupree's nephew. So they made it 28-14, but then it got real interesting. Neshoba scored, went up 35-14, then it was, from that point on, it was back and forth. Ridgeland scored, made it 35-21. Neshoba scored, made it 42-21. But then Ridgeland got a long touchdown run from Aide Williams, and then Aide Williams caught a 60-yard touchdown pass. Made it 42-35 with just under 3 minutes to go in the game. And Neshoba recovered onside kick and just got the ball past midfield and got a penalty on fourth down and then ran the clock out. So it was a typical Neshoba wrestling game just because of how games like this happen.
Wow. Good stuff.
Big moments.
Good stuff. What did you think about the press conference the other day about the missile game and the Blackwell game?
It was, I mean, just like any other. Blood. Not having the players there was kind of odd because I'm just used to all of them being there.
Right.
But not having the players there, obviously because of COVID, and that's the reason.
I thought they did a good job keeping it going, though, and there's a slew of good coaches in that game in there for us, for Mississippi.
Oh, yeah, for us. Yeah, it's a really good. It's just, I just hope we haven't lost to Mississippi yet, and let's pray we keep it that way. That's the goal.
Absolutely. Well, I think we've got a good team. I think we got a good team to take down there at Southern, University of Southern Mississippi. Go ahead.
Yeah, we got a good team. It's just going to be – my key is up front. Offensive line, defense line, that's going to be the key for us. That's what I'm intrigued about,
You remember how big Alabama was last year up front. I mean, those guys were huge up front last year.
They were – I mean, you had two Alabama commits, two Georgias. Two guys are at Alabama, two guys are at Georgia on that front line in the line of scrimmage. That was unbelievable.
That was
a dream come true for them. That's what that was.
Well, listen, Brandon, we're going to let you go. We appreciate it, my friend, and we'll talk to you next Friday night. Appreciate you.
Thanks. I got Oxford at Clinton next week.
Oh, that'll be a good one. Give us a call on that one. That'll be a good one. Thanks, man. Brandon Shields here on Friday Night Under the Lights. We've got a couple of scores we want to get to because Joel's getting ready to come up with this Crazy Eights, eight-man football. Going to talk to the coach at Tallulah Academy. And then Jeff Hager's going to be along. Talk about Coast football. So what do we got new on the scores?
Well, this is a JPS score, but we haven't given this one. Forest Hill defeated Provine tonight 18-14. Northeast Jones won for the fifth time. They beat Richland 38-20. Velma Jackson, we've talked about Velma Jackson before, but Velma Jackson shut out Pisgah 22-0. Picayune over East Central 28-14. It was Moss Point beating Pass Christiane 37-27. Oak Grove beat Meridian 52-34, one of the better games of the night. Also, Oxford beat Germantown 34-28 was the final there. So, a lot of good games. As we mentioned, some of these were played on Thursday night. Most of them were played on Friday night, but a few on Thursday, and we kind of mixed those scores in.
And let me tell you again about a game that wasn't played tonight.
Okay.
By Greenville Christian, because the school that they were supposed to play canceled on them.
Who was that? Who were they?
I can't remember who it was, but they called them during the week and said, no thanks.
Okay.
So I don't know if you saw the article this week about them, but they've had quite a year, and they've gone through people like a buzzsaw, except for that 7A school.
In Georgia.
They had 111 kids, and Greenville Christian had 31 kids.
Yeah.
And they wore them down in the second half and beat them.
Yeah.
But, that's – they were just saying in that article, who will play us?
Yeah. That's a remarkable story. And they've had the schedule that they've had put together has been kind of remarkable as well.
Yeah. Playing some big boys.
Some big teams.
Played JA, played MRA.
Right.
Played prep, so they played into the MAIS.
Right.
I think they're a 3A team.
They're a 3A school. But so,
I don't see anybody in there in the 3A.
No.
No.
No, there's nobody.
So that – but it's an intriguing story.
It really is.
I'm going to be interested in see what they got next year.
Yeah. It will be kind of interesting.
But they didn't get a chance to play tonight because the team backed out on them. I hope they get to play next
week. Imagine that.
I hope they get to play next week. So I'm kind of caking them and keep my eye on them, see what they're doing.
Right.
We're going to take time out. When we come back, Joel Norris is here, and he's got his eight-man football report. And all.